Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
All right, here we are again. Real Talk Tuesdays. Listen, today's topic is going to be about transparency.
And we got special guests here with us today, y'all, and we're going to introduce them to y'all in a second.
Yo, you're going to want to stay tuned for this. Transparency, how to have an open and honest relationship. We're going to find out what that does and what happens when you refuse to let go. So if this is adding value to your life, just come on back in a second and we'll see you then. Let's get it.
Kim Scott. Hey.
We are back in the building.
Y'all are coming on. Kim Scott, how you doing?
Sheena
Bailey, how y'all doing? Listen, y'all, we are back with another episode of Shift Real Talk Tuesdays.
Yes, yes.
And today, y'all, we have some very special guests that we invited on the show with us today. We have Pastor Paige, y'all.
Yes, come
on
with it.
From Houston, Texas, and his great gift that God has given him.
Did you hear that great
gift? The gift.
Come
that
on.
God has his wife, y'all. And we have the Pages ministry.
Yes.
And they are awesome. When I say they're awesome, y'all, an awesome couple that are very experienced in marriage.
Yes.
They're very experienced in even helping marriages. She actually has some books out, y'all. We're going to really introduce to y'all. We want y'all to support her.
Yes.
She has some great books as far as relationships are concerned and marriage is concerned.
Oh, you would want to know, too.
You would want to get these books, y'all.
Yes.
You would want to get these books. Well, we thank God for them. Greet the people today, y'all. Just introduce yourselves.
Hello. Hi. My name is James Page.
Yes.
Otherwise known as Pastor Page.
Yes, yes.
And I'm just excited to be here with Pastor Jesse and his wife.
Thank you.
Just a privilege to be here.
Thank you.
Anything for the Lord, brother.
Thank you.
Anything
Amen.
For
right.
the Lord.
That's
Amen.
Right. Amen. All right. Come on.
Well, you know I'm super excited.
Come on.
And you know it takes one to know one.
That's yeah. right. That's
so
right.
I am so excited to be here. I'm Justina Page, James' wife. I'm just one of God's children.
That's
doing
right.
Doing what he would have me to do.
Amen.
And you better know she's telling the truth when she's saying
and,
that.
And we brung them in for the perfect topic because they are very transparent.
And we love it.
And we love it, y'all.
Yes.
Yeah, so y'all, we got people coming in, and we thank God for you guys.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start with a word of prayer, and we're going to ask our guest, Pastor Page, to just start us off with a word of prayer.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory.
Thank
Father,
you,
we're just so thankful that you've allowed this opportunity to represent you.
Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Lord, we thank you that you created marriage and that marriage is your idea, your invention, Father. And we just ask in the name of Jesus that you would help us all to be proper representatives of who you are, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you that it represents your love for us and our love for you, Father
thank
God. And
you,
we just want to model
Lord.
That, oh God, before
yes,
a dying
Lord.
World.
Yes,
that they can see that there is hope, there is
yes,
peace,
yes, God.
There is restoration,
yes.
there is forgiveness.
Yes, God.
Lord, even
God.
In an imperfect world with imperfect people,
come
Lord
on,
God,
on,
you have a perfect
you,
plan,
Jesus.
Oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
And yes, Lord, you're
thank
able to
you,
pick
Lord.
Up the
yes,
pieces
God.
And put them back
yes.
together.
Yes, Jesus.
And Master, we just ask that you will bless all
bless
of us in this
God.
Audience, all of us that
yes,
are speaking,
God. Bless
all of us that are listening,
God.
Lord
yes,
God,
Jesus.
All of us that are living this life,
yes,
oh God.
God.
And Father God, we're walking
Lord,
this
Lord,
journey, and,
Lord,
and we've
yes,
never
Jesus.
Been this way before,
yes.
Lord God, but we need your direction.
Yes,
we need your instruction, Father. And most of all, we need your power, Lord.
Yes,
we just
Lord,
ask
God.
And we invite you into our relationships,
yes,
oh God.
God. Yes,
walk
God.
With us, oh God. Guide us,
thank
lead
you,
us,
Lord.
Empower us, Lord.
Empower us
yes,
and once we have been been healed and restored.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us reach back and lift somebody else up, Lord God.
Yes, God,
who needs to know that there is hope and there is a future.
Is
yes, and, oh, God. God, we just ask that you would bless this couple that have invited us,
yes,
Pastor
God.
Jesse and his wife,
Jesus,
Sister Alma. We just ask in the name of Jesus,
yes, God.
You would continue to bless their ministry, continue to bless
have
their outreach, Lord.
Yes,
and,
Lord.
Father, we ask that as we visit across this table tonight, that you would speak, Lord,
speak.
That you would have your way in this
speak,
gathering.
Lord.
And we ask it now in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We didn't even get good in the show, and he's starting already, y'all.
Come on now.
He's starting already.
Yes.
We didn't even get started yet. He lit it up already, y'all.
I'm talking about he knew that.
Hey,
all you have to do is open your mouth.
So we want y'all to, we want y'all to like and share this episode, y'all.
Yes.
Before we move on, we just want to just have disclaimer. We do not own the rights to this music.
Not.
This is my brother-in-law, David, Pastor David Wright. Let's support him as well. Brooklyn, New York's finest. Brooklyn's one of Brooklyn's finest. Heaven is the name of the tune, y'all.
All right, y'all. So we back. This is your girl, Lady Free. And we have Pastor Jay and we have Pastor Page. I didn't know your first name. Pastor James Page
James
and his beautiful, lovely wife, Pastor Justina. I'm saying Pastor. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
No.
That works. I think that works.
We've already started. She said no.
So here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
It's not officially in somebody's records.
Right, okay. Right.
But she shepherds a lot of
come
people.
Come on now.
Yeah. She shepherds a lot of people.
That's right.
Far more than I do.
Come on
frank
now.
And
come
honest.
On.
So,
ooh, I love
one God thing I believe God is doing to in this day and time, and I think we think the pandemic has stopped the church,
mm-mm,
but I believe God is pushing us out
he
to get
shifted
outside of the
come
four
on
walls.
Now.
So this is another platform that we need to use to utilize for the kingdom.
Amen. That's right.
So, so that's really what it's all about.
That's
so you don't have to be a pastor behind the pulpit.
No.
No. That's right.
Because it's the job that separates really. It's the job.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
I'll take all the job over the title any day. You know what I'm saying?
So, all right now. Come on.
So
with
we want to start off, y'all, transparency, man.
Transparency.
So when we looked it up, we understood that it comes like the root word trans. Trans meaning you're coming out of yourself.
Come on out of it.
You know how you have ever been hypnotized? You're not yourself.
No.
You know, you're in a trance. And
but
parency is the
like
action. It's an action.
Uh-huh.
So what it said to me was transparency is really being outside of yourself to so your actions could be seen.
Come on with the scene of.
So the thing is, when your actions are seen,
uh-huh,
it's a lot that goes with that.
Okay,
it's a lot that goes with it.
Talk about it.
So,
amen.
Being open and honest is one part of the transparency.
Absolutely.
And we've learned, actually studying this, we kind of went through some studying with this and understand that transparency can either be a blessing and it also can be a curse.
It can be a curse. Come on with it.
It can be a curse. So I wanted to kind of ask everyone here a question. And those who are online, Kim Scott, if you want to, y'all know how to chime in,
y'all
too.
Y'all already know
and
what
we gotta,
to do.
So if y'all really want to call Gina in and ask some questions personally, the number's posted, y'all. Y'all call in. Trust me. Y'all want to ask them some questions because we got some fire with us today, y'all.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask a question. You want to say something?
No, I was going to ask a question because I won't. Go ahead. I'm going to follow your lead. Go
no,
ahead.
But yeah. Don't let me.
Okay. So my question is, how did y'all meet?
Oh, here we go.
Yes, let's start.
It's on.
Let's get it.
We talk about transparency.
I'll let her tell it.
I'll go ahead and take this one. We met on a college campus.
Uh-huh.
At the University of Missouri at Rolla, our first meeting, I came into college just as unsaved as all outdoor, didn't know the name of Jesus, didn't know anything about salvation, hadn't been in the church in my life,
wow.
That type of thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I came in search of a man because I hadn't had boyfriends growing up. I got to college, I said, I got to make sure I'm not gay.
Uh-huh.
I got to make sure I'm all right.
Yeah.
I need a man so
yeah.
I can get my business straight to
right.
make sure I'm functioning right. And
Lord
the first
Jesus.
Man I saw in a room, in my dorm room, passing out tracts, was Pastor Page.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I thought he was cute at a distance.
Okay.
I said, he may work.
Uh-huh.
And I walk up to him, and he turned to me, and he he wouldn't look at me. He looked at me and turned to his friend and asked if I was reprobate. And I got a little ticked. One, I didn't know what reprobate meant, but I knew he went off on me. Fast forward, I wind up getting saved. That's a whole nother podcast. You ain't even got time for that.
Okay, okay, come on now.
But I get saved, and the first thing, person that comes with these crackers and juice is this guy named James Spade.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And I remembered that. And I'm like, okay, this Negro that told me I was a reprobate and off on me.
Right.
So I didn't like him.
Right, okay.
Even though he was the Bible study.
Oh,
he
wow.
Was, you know, wow. I mean, just a ugly dude. So that's how we met.
Uh-huh. Wow. So you said you were unsaved, never been in the church. And here come this church guy come up.
Well, I didn't know he was a church guy. That's how ignorant I was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I came from, well, one, my talk to death. You know, I just, we were real people.
Right.
We didn't play church. We didn't go to church halfway. We were just unsafe people.
Wow. Okay.
So I want to ask y'all, I want to ask everybody here questions so we can take turns. To your transparency, because we talked to transparency, what would you say has been the hardest part?
I can go.
I'm ready.
Well, my hardest part of marriage was I was brought up with, by a mom that told us never to trust her.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You have your own, and she cursed as they talk to you. You know, you don't. So the hardest part for me is to let go and follow and come under subjection to a man. Because I was taught just the opposite.
Right.
Okay.
You know, you never do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, we're going to let you go ahead and take
the floor. So that's a powerful question.
Yeah,
The hardest part. For me, I think the hardest part, I was a loner.
Okay.
So the hardest part is to recognize that we're a team now and I don't have to do everything by myself.
Uh-huh.
Or that I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to be the one who takes care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so to include her instead of me just going out and just doing everything and being everything.
Right.
And her just kind of being passive. And that's not who she is. Okay.
Okay.
So I had to learn how we can work together as a team rather than me just going out by myself.
What?
Okay.
Lady Free?
Well, I'm about like you. I wasn't raised to in that way. My mother was very submissive. And because I didn't understand relationship, I felt like she was weak. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah.
So I vowed not to be weak. So with me, with my husband, it was like, because he's dominant. He's very dominant in the way he does everything. I had a problem with the fact that, first of all, I did not want to follow him and feel weak. And then he did not know how to lead outside of, because he was alone. Wow, this is amazing. We just captured both of you guys in our own stuff and in my stuff. Because he would say, we doing this, 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 this. And he wouldn't give me input. Follow me as I follow Christ. I got so sick of hearing that. Follow me as I follow Christ. And I'm like, no, I'm a human being and I'm not going to get lost in this marriage. I still have a voice, even though you're going to get the last say. So my biggest, the hardest thing for me was following his leadership. Like, and he'd be ready to lead too.
Yeah.
Oh, he's ready to lead. Oh, but it was like at the time, the maturity level in his leading was singular. So that to me was the hardest thing. I thank God now that I told him the other day, I trust his leading.
That's a blessing.
Yeah,
I trust his leading now. And that's amazing to me.
I believe the hardest part for me was trusting God.
Uh-huh.
And it was a transformation because of me being a loner and I had to make decisions for myself. So I had to learn that marriage is ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're following God for real. Like,
yes.
You really have to make now not a decision for yourself,
yes,
but you got to make a decision for everybody else.
Yes.
That you're over.
That's right.
So I had to learn to trust God in that. And
thank
because
you,
I really never knew what the outcome would be. So that was my fear.
Yeah.
Because not knowing.
Wow.
So that's why it was hard for me to trust God.
So you
but when
leading me in your fears,
I was leading you in my fears.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's amazing because I was sort of the opposite. I was passive.
Wow. Mm.
And I had needed to learn to be more assertive.
Okay.
Because I would normally just let her do, you know.
Yeah.
And I would kind of step back.
Uh-huh.
But then the leadership that's was supposed to be there wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was passive rather than assertive.
Wow.
So
that's amazing. So how did you learn? How was that learning? Because I know this woman of God right here is who she is. And that's why I love being around her, because I could be me. Like my shirt say, unapologetically me while I'm around her.
Yeah, so for me, that was very important that she be who she was and be free to follow Christ.
Yes.
I wanted to be the husband that Christ wanted me to be, but I wanted her to also be free to follow Jesus Christ first.
Right.
And then me second. That's the way that's the way I looked at it.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
So the way I learned is in the scriptures, of course, it teaches us that the husband is the head of the wife or that he's the leader. So it's there right there in the scripture. I just had to recognize that I needed to step up to the plate and make some difficult decisions and maybe stand up in certain areas where I would rather just sit back and let it be.
Yeah.
I had to kind of stand up and be a man. So that's something I had to learn. Okay.
Wow.
So that's something I just learned over years.
And too, like I would say, like with we getting closer in the word, I had to realize that God has made the man, especially the family. We are the structure of the family. Mm-hmm. We are the foundation. So if that foundation is rocky, that whole situation is going to be rocky. So so I had to follow
whether
God.
Whether he was dominant or passive, if the foundation is not right, then we as women are leading and basically we standing on unstable ground. So you feel it either way. So I have a question for you.
Sure.
From him being, like he said, passive and then going from that to kind of like learning how to be more assertive. How was that for you once his assertion started coming forth?
That was wonderful. And I can say that with honesty. He knows, but I got proposed to 3 times before him. And the letters, and I wrote one guy a letter, which I didn't know any better. So let me put that disclaimer out. But I just basically told him he was just way too weak for me. Because I knew I needed a strong man.
Right.
I was like, a man, you know, I would run you
over like a freight train.
Yeah,
that's
like,
what I used to say.
And then God wouldn't be pleased with me.
Uh-huh.
See, my concern has always been, since salvation, is pleasing God.
Wow.
So I understood basic principles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care whoever I decided to marry, I'm going to be subject.
Yeah.
To this person.
Absolutely.
So when that strong man that I knew was there stood up, that was good to me.
That's right.
I like someone who will stand. It may sound crazy, but I do. I like a man that can tell me, no, let's do it this way. Now, not being mean.
Right.
Yeah. Not being a dictator, because that's not who you are. But being the leader and leading me in the spirit of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what you're talking about.
And you know, come on now.
Now, that works for
me. That's the part.
And then the word can back what you saying.
Yes.
And God is backing
you. Yes, and it's just not something you saying because this is what you want. It's
exactly.
A difference. It looks different and it feels
it
different.
It feels different.
Right. It feels different.
And see, my big thing was I need to learn to follow him if I'm going to have somebody follow me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was very important to me that I be following Christ.
Right.
What he said.
Exactly.
And so we started off as friends, of course, and I was the Bible study teacher. So we actually had one-on-one Bible studies that we would have all the time. That's how we felt in love.
Actually. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bible study. One-on-one
Bible study. Y'all hear that, y'all? Great connection.
Bible study.
She loved the word so much.
Uh-huh.
And because I was just passionate about the word, just wanted to talk about the word. And she was just eating it up. And she was pulling stuff out of me. That's how we developed the friendship. But going to our relationship, it was very important to me that she knew that I was following Christ.
Yeah.
And that what I was telling her was based upon the health of her relationship with Christ and not just to please me. That was very important.
Right, right.
So my next question is, marriage is like a mirror. Because it reflects what's there, what would your marriage reveal about you?
Oh.
Okay. Come on, transparency, y'all. This is transparency.
For me, our marriage says that we're in love with Jesus.
Yes. Okay.
That's what our marriage says. Uh-huh. I mean, everything we do is based upon what Jesus said.
Yes.
And
yes.
we're willing to submit to him at any time.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. And the life that we live just models that. If either one of us become in disagreement, then Jesus is the one that will
solve
be the
it.
One that we both
solve
look to.
Beautiful.
So yes. So everything that our marriage says is that we love Jesus, uh-huh. and Jesus is the reason why we stayed together.
Wow.
I love that.
Yes, yes. I love what you said. You know, we are going to have a conference, date to be announced later.
Okay.
But the title is Mirror, Mirror.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why you started laughing.
Wow.
Yes. He all in your
but
conference.
I like that, though, because the thing is, if your marriage is reflecting God, then you have the ultimate reflection, because that means he is inside it. The thing is, if we reflect the love that God showed, then God is in the marriage. You know what I'm saying? And God
Absolutely.
Is the author and the finisher of everything that we supposed to be involved in, especially when it comes to marriage.
See, that's what we want to actually share, is that's what marriage is.
Come on. Exactly.
Marriage Come on. Is a picture of God's
that's
love
right.
for the church. That's
right.
what marriage is.
Yes. Right.
So marriage is not really about us.
That's right.
It's about him.
That's
right. If you want to be a reflection of who he is,
right.
he loves the church, and the church is supposed to
That's
be loving
right.
and obeying and following,
right.
him.
And following him.
And we want to show that on the
exactly.
earth. That's why he made marriage. That's what marriage is.
That's what it
come
is.
On.
That's
come
what
on.
It is.
Come That's
on.
Beautiful.
Come on. This is some good stuff,
Absolutely.
Y'all. This is some. We got a lot of people online. They just listening today. They're not.
But listen, y'all.
But listen.
We want to see your comments. You know how we do. I want to see
Kim
you
Scott
answer
transparency.
Those same
That's right.
questions. Answer that question. Say the question again for our viewers, because I want to see some comments.
If
on
marriage
that.
Was like a mirror, because it reflects wow. what's there, what does that reveal? What does marriage reveal about you?
Yeah.
Kim, with Kim Scott on there, Sheena Bailey.
If I could say what, when I look in the mirror as a reflection.
Hey, Janine Harris.
I see flaws that God has corrected. Because that's us. We so flawed.
Yes.
Me and this man right here, we have so many flaws. But the thing about
us
it
too.
Is what
Yeah, really.
And it's so amazing that a lot of times relationships today, it's like I gotta move in with him first so I can see if I can deal with that. Or I gotta do this because I don't know if. But it feels so great to know that he loves me and he knows the most ugliest parts of who I am.
Amen.
That's how I know I'm loved.
Thank
so when
Lord.
I look in the mirror of the reflection of our relationship, I see I'm loved. He loves me
That's
because
beautiful.
If you can love me through what you know about me, he don't
Amen.
Bring it up to hurt me. He don't do any. This man loves him some me.
And to
and
sum it up, Pastor Paige, Pastor
Paige
said it best. It's a reflection of God.
It is.
Because
You're
to
right
be able to love
it.
Like that, you got to have the love
That's
of God.
Right.
Because he didn't start loving like that until his thirst for God started getting good.
Yes,
like
yes.
he was always, handsome. And he was always he was always boo. Yeah. But the thing that caused me to be so much more in love with the Jesse that some people say he hard
deeper.
To get along with or he mean. No, he not.
Mm.
No, he is not, honey. Because when you understand his heart and where he's coming from,
yes,
then you just shut all that. I shut it down.
You know,
well,
what
I'm
you're
sorry,
saying,
this is who he is.
When you said that mirror and you talked about the flaws, you know what I thought about?
What?
The mirror is showing grace.
Come on.
Grace.
Yes.
Because the grace
wow.
that God has shown us
uh-huh.
and our imperfectness,
That's right.
we are challenged now to show that grace to each other.
That's
yeah.
Right. Yes.
Because neither one of us married a perfect person.
Right.
That's right.
Because
That's
there
right.
is no perfect
there
person.
There is none.
We are all in the progress of being made what we will be.
That's right.
Yeah.
But
That's
we're
right.
somewhere in the transition
right.
right now.
Right.
We
process.
Haven't made it. None
That's
of us
right.
have made it there yet.
That's right.
So we have to live by grace.
Mm-hmm.
I have to recognize she's not perfect and she knows I'm not perfect.
Right.
And so we have to deal with each other from the measure of grace.
That's right.
And where does that come from? Above.
Come
right.
on now.
You know, I have to jump in here.
Yes.
Come on,
please.
Jump in. Come on, jump in.
See, this is powerful. And I think what happened with relationships, and we're talking about this transparency.
Uh-huh.
Now, a lot of us won't admit it, but sometimes our relationships are work-based instead of grace-based.
Come on, wow. Let's talk we about deal it. With
did y'all hear that? Performance-based.
Yeah, we wow. deal with each other according to how you perform. I'm going to love you today. I'm going to obey you today uh-huh. because you're pleasing me today.
Right.
But tomorrow when you're ugly or you got a wow. problem or uh-huh. you got a flaw, uh-huh. then there's no grace for that.
I'm shutting it down.
Wow. No, I'm shutting it down, wow. you know. But we should communicate and uh-huh. react and interact with each other according to a spirit of grace.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that's lacking praise in relationships.
God. It is.
There's yes. no yes, grace.
It yes, it is.
Grace is still needed in the relationship. Mm. Why do we see Jesus when we reflect in the mirror? We've learned that secret.
We've learned it.
We've mm. learned to yeah. react to each other grace-based. He may not be perfect, but he's perfect for me.
That's what I say.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. yeah.
That's he is all right with me.
That's
and
right.
you better not say nothing.
Come
about
on with
that.
Me.
Not to me.
Yes.
Not to me. I wow. don't care. We might have fight, argued, whatever
uh-huh.
we did.
Uh-huh.
But that's me and him. We
that's
gonna get
right.
that together.
That's
yes.
right.
But no. Don't
wow.
go there. Yeah.
Do y'all hear this power, y'all? This is so much
yeah.
power. Because the
this
thing
is real.
Becoming one is two imperfect people
yeah.
coming together.
Yeah.
Come on.
Under the grace of God.
Under the grace of God.
Yes.
That's,
it.
That's yeah. becoming one. That's
I right. see you see me.
Yes. And
Adam
all of this,
Eve,
all opening,
unclosed, yeah.
transparent.
You know what makes
that's
that
what it is.
You know what makes that impossible to do? If it's all about yourself.
Come yes. on.
And you don't know that God has your back.
That's
yeah.
right. That's
see,
right.
if I have to protect myself because all it is me and her and I got to fight my part.
Right.
And I got to
right.
fight
right.
And yeah. gain my part. If uh-huh. I don't look up for me, nobody else will. But if I know that God is looking.
Come on.
Right. And God is rewarding.
That's your bodyguard.
And then,
right.
then I'm submitting to God.
Uh-huh.
She's submitting to God.
Hey, Mia.
Uh-huh.
That's
then
good.
When
that's
we
right.
do that, now it makes it easier for us to show grace to one another.
Yes.
Because we know about the grace God is showing
and
to
that
us.
And that fear that captures yeah. relationships today will dissipate, I believe.
Pastor Page is, he's a awesome man of God, and we were going to get to that, and he kind of pushing us there.
Uh-oh.
No.
Can I read a comment
yeah,
real quick?
Yeah, we got a comment that one. I wanted you to read that.
All right. Kim Scott says, I've grown to realize that marriage is not about how I feel, but the commitment that was made.
Mm, yes.
That's right. She
that's
said
powerful.
Forgiveness is what she sees when she looks in the reflection of their relationship.
Wow.
Forgiveness.
That's powerful.
That's powerful.
That's right.
Yeah, cause there,
Keisha
that,
Langston is on the line. Hey, Keisha.
Because there's some things that happens because those are the pros and the cons of the transparency. So
uh-huh.
if you're holding back being transparent, that can come, you know what I'm saying, you'll start
right.
fighting.
That's right.
You'll start
you
doing
will.
That if you're really not transparent. And it causes a lot of mistrust. Mm-hmm. It causes
yep.
so many things when you even dealing with somebody
absolutely.
That can't be transparent.
Yes.
Because what happens is now, one thing me and my wife learned
mm-hmm.
is that, and we just had to come to that point because we wouldn't have got there on our own. But
right.
God took us through some experiences where we just got tired and said, look, I'm who I am. And you're going to have either take me or take it or
love me
or leave. And the same thing with her. So that means even in my ugliness,
yeah.
even when I'm not at my best, she still loves me.
That's right.
It's the same thing here. But that's being transparent. Now, could you imagine if you had two people in a relationship and they could not be transparent?
Right.
You know, that he pushed us there, so we're going to go.
Right. Come on.
Do you understand not being transparent? Now, I've seen some people who would just say yes, just because. Yes, 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 yes. And that because they don't want to deal with the fact that there's no, you know what I'm saying, there's no transparency. So you become a yes person, and that deciphers you from being passive and selflessness.
Because
there's a difference between being passive and being selfless.
Right. Yeah, it is.
Because being selfless, now I give myself up to make sure that
to
she
make sure
is
I'm good.
To
that's
make
right.
sure she's good.
That's amen. Right.
But that could only come with a level of transparency.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. That's
with
right.
A, with
that's
a level
right.
of transparency, y'all.
I
come
think
on.
That's why God allowed Adam and Eve to be naked in the garden. He started us off with the secret. Because
yeah.
you said that was so key. You said that you had to learn the secret.
Yes.
It's a secret. And that's what God says about his word. Like his word has secrets for us who
that's
are believers,
right.
his children. And everybody can't read it and get the secrets.
Mm.
You got to know him. You got to have him in your heart. You got to know he's your Lord to get them secrets. But once you get them, this works.
And you got to desire it. You know, you're not going to have a good marriage if you don't want one.
That's right.
See, sometimes people don't want a good marriage. They just want to be pleased themselves.
Right. Yes.
And it's not about us. Yeah. You know.
That's right.
If we could look to the other needs and back to that transparency thing, I just want to throw this out here because I tell people this all the time. Our transparency is God's currency. God uses our transparency.
Mm-hmm.
How can he understand what's going on with me if I don't show him the real me?
That's right.
If I don't show him where I'm at.
That's right.
If I'm not honest about my need.
Exactly.
I don't care where that falls within the relationship.
Uh-huh.
If I don't tell him how I feel about what's going on.
That's right.
How that cuts him off. That doesn't even give him the opportunity to fulfill my needs.
No level playing field. That's right.
Yeah. And then I put him at a disadvantage.
Yes.
I get disappointed. And then I get a heart of resentment, which is in a lot of marriages.
Wow. Yeah.
People are they're resenting their partners. And then you're catching the eye of all these other people.
Right.
And the next thing you know, you're out somewhere.
It's a snowball effect.
You're not where you're supposed to be.
Right.
So I think this topic is really key and powerful.
Yeah,
it really is.
I want to ask you guys a question, even y'all out there on Facebook land. Here's a question. And this is a level of transparency, y'all. Question is really, now all of us that are in marriages had got to this point, I'm sure sometimes, and I want to ask y'all this question. Have you ever gotten to a point of giving up on your marriage? And if you did get to that point, what did you do to stay? That's a good question, y'all.
It's also a good question for singles out there, because this is some stuff. Yeah. This is preparation.
Yes.
So the honest answer for me is no.
Okay.
Never have come to the point of giving up on my marriage. Because now, see, I come from a background where I grew up in the church.
Okay.
Grew up in a sanctified church.
Come on with the sanctified.
And for me, marriage was not about me. It was about God.
Okay.
So for me, now this is for me personally,
okay.
I'm not saying this has to be for everybody, but for me to give up on marriage would be almost like giving up on my belief in God.
Wow.
For me.
Okay.
And so it wasn't an option. For me, going into marriage, walking away from the marriage was never an option.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay.
It's just not an option.
Gotcha.
It's not acceptable.
Wow.
I mean, you have to work through whatever the issues are because you're trying to honor God. There is no such thing as divorce as far as I'm concerned.
Gotcha. Come on, there is
for
not
me
even
personally,
such
it just doesn't exist.
Wow.
That's not a way out. There's no back door that I can go out to get out of this relationship.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Okay, this is who I am. She is my wife.
Wow.
It's like having a child or something. I mean, you can't throw
you
away
can't
the
throw
child.
Absolutely.
This is my wife.
That's a good comparison.
She's one with me.
You about to make me run.
Do y'all hear this, y'all? You got to share this information, y'all. Come
so
on.
You might as well say that I want to cut off my arm because
come
it's
on.
Not working
come
right.
On. Oh,
or
wow.
because it hurts,
that's
right?
Good.
I can't
good.
Do that because
that's
we are
good.
One.
Oh,
okay?
Jesus,
so
that's good.
So giving up is never an option.
Wow.
And for me, failure was an option. Was not an option.
Okay.
I had to work through whatever it is,
whatever
had to happen.
Wow.
And then here's the bottom line for me. And you all talking about transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Transparency, you defined it, and I would define it in a way to go along with that.
Yeah.
Trans means to cross over, right?
Yeah.
And then parency has to do with seeing. So so you have to allow someone to be able to cross over this barrier or this block. You
come
have to allow
now.
Them to come over and come into this inner chamber,
come
right?
on now.
Visibly, they got to be able to see
chamber.
Across
Jesus.
The barrier, right?
Yes.
So, in order for that to happen, something very a big four letter word, trust.
Yeah,
there it is.
Trust has to be there.
Yes.
So here's for me the first thing. The first thing I needed to do was trust God.
Yes.
Because God made marriage and he said it would work if I followed his principles.
Yeah.
So if it's not
okay,
work,
say that again.
Yeah.
So you gotta say that again. God said it'll work.
Yeah,
come
God made marriage and he said marriage works this way.
Yes.
If you do
way.
This.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
So if I love my wife
come
the way
on.
Christ loved the
come
church,
on.
If I
work.
Sacrifice
y'all
myself,
better hear this.
If I give up myself in order to honor Christ,
Jesus.
Then he said it's going to work.
That's
okay?
the key.
So I gotta trust him. So when it looks like it's not working, now I got to trust.
Come on,
well, Lord,
now.
I'm going to just hang in there. I'm going to do it because you said. Because
you said.
And I trust. So, so now that I trust God, it will allow me to open up to trust her.
Yeah.
So in other words, I allow her to hurt me because I know God is the one who can heal me.
Wow.
She's not the source. She can't heal me. She can't do that. Only God can do it. Now, she might be able to hurt me. I might be able to hurt her. But if we are both trusting in God and what he said, If she does her part because she trusts God, I do my part because I trust God, then the marriage will work.
Come on. Wow.
Can I hear this? You bubbling right over here? Over there, please.
Mia Williams, do you hear this, Mia? Bingo. That's right, Mia.
Yes. I want to, okay, so now y'all could kind of see why I ain't ever thought about going nowhere.
You better not. Yeah, I see. I see why.
I want to add something, though, just in a moment of transparency. You know, I came from a whole different background.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. I hood, gangster, you know, all yeah. this stuff. I didn't come from a principled background.
I'm with
nobody
you.
Married yeah. in my family. Yeah. You know, I really can't even remember nobody that was married growing mm-hmm. up, you okay. know.
Yes,
so I come to Christ, and all I know is what I've seen.
Yeah. Okay.
So you know how we do get upset at each other, mm-hmm. transparency, right?
Right.
Yes.
And so I get upset with this young man. Yeah. You know, this was early on in our marriage. I mean, I think we only had about 3 kids at that time. I'm upset. So I grab my cover and my pillow, and I go to the couch, you know. And something I saw on TV, right? You know, yeah. I don't know what to do. This is just how I'm going to handle it, right?
Yeah.
And he like, what you doing? Here he come with his pillow and cover.
That's
and
right.
I'm like, what you that's doing?
We right. both sleeping on the couch.
He said something. Wow. I never forget. He said, what's wrong?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I'm mad. He said, well, what you mad about? He's calm and I'm getting madder because
right,
he's all
right.
calm.
Come on.
He's never raised his voice at me. Never, you know.
All right.
And I'm like, I'm looking at him like, what is wrong with you? I'm mad. He said, oh, we never not going to sleep together. If we just going to sleep out here on the couch together.
That's right. That's
and
right.
we can talk all night until we fix it.
Wow.
Because I don't understand why you're mad.
Wow.
I did manage to make him understand yeah. right away.
Gotcha.
But my point is this. He backs what he's saying right now.
Yeah. Wow.
He was determined to not let that happen. He was like, no. Said, no, we don't live like that. We're not going to have a marriage like
wow.
that. Wow. And then we eventually, about 3:30, 4 that morning, went back to bed.
Tell me that's not what God said. That's order. That yes. was the head. He and directed that moment.
I know a lot God of people would. Are going to go back and watch this too. I got a guy that usually come on. His name is Thomas Hunter, and he need to hear what you, because we wow. always say that the man, I always tell him, the man, we set the tone.
Yeah,
we set the tone.
That's right.
And if we set the tone following God, that's the right. house is going to fall in order. Mm. That's what God promised.
Amen.
Yeah.
If we are following these steps.
He created. I like yes. what you said. This God created marriage. This that's is right. his creation.
This is that's his right. creation.
You can't go outside of what he said to do to make it work, to that's try right. to make it work. We have a viewer here. She says, yes. I was one leg out the door, ready to throw in the towel with the apartment application to sign. But God.
Right. But come God. On, come all on. Right.
Come on now.
Come on now.
And see, this is the stuff that people try to hide.
Yeah.
Because we know sometimes if social media gets a hold of some of your stuff, they know how to twist it and say, and try to make it seem like, well, yeah, see, look. I told you their marriage wasn't that good. But we right here today, not allowing the enemy to have any foothold in anything by saying, look, yeah, we flawed.
That's yes. right. That's right.
But if most it certainly. Was not for yes. us understanding the principle that Pastor Paige and Miss Justina Paige just said, we have secrets.
That's right.
That God has revealed to us in marriage. And we got to work it like God say, work it. That's in right. order for it to work.
That's right. That's right. Amen. We had an instance. And we being transparent, we had we was in Atlanta, Georgia, and I don't know what happened. Me and my wife was out, and I don't know what happened, but the conversation got a little heated, and she got mad. She got real mad, mm-hmm. till she was like, "Just let me out the car." So I'm trying to get home so she don't get out the car because it's at night.
He was praying for no red light.
I was playing, and I was, all right, cool. I'm hitting it. She's like, "Get me out the car." I'm like, "Yeah, okay, whatever." I'm not paying no attention. I'm driving. And here, light catches me.
Well, y'all know I got to tell the story for real because Jesse don't tell the story right. But you know what? Since we are being transparent, it's something I never told you. The reason why I had an attitude that night. He didn't even understand why I had an attitude. And he was trying everything he could to figure out. And I wouldn't tell him because I felt ashamed of the thought that I had. I thought he had done something that basically that would cause me to, well, I thought he was cheating on me.
Yeah.
Can I just say it like that? Sure. And I never said that to him.
Yeah.
I thought he was cheating on me. I don't know why, because to this day, I don't know why I thought that. I don't know what I saw. But I had an attitude, and I kept my attitude. I kept it. He tried to take me to my sister's house to he tried to take me to my sister's house that night because he didn't know what was wrong with me, and he thought maybe they could cheer me up. I would not let it go. So then on the way home, but I do know when his thing is changing from being compassionate about what's going on to getting angry because you tripping. So I saw it change. But I didn't know, by then, I didn't know how to just let it go. And because I couldn't be transparent with him about that dumb thought, because I didn't want him to think, you know how that goes.
Oh, I'm so there with you.
So it's like we was on the way home, and we was fussing, and he said, just stop talking to me. I couldn't explain to him what it was because he didn't do nothing. It was like me accusing him of something with no kind. And I know it was the enemy trying to get me to think certain.
That.
Right. Come on. And so... because I was already in the heat of the anger, it's for some reason the dial got turned up on me, and I ain't even know how to. It was like, how did I get this mad? I don't know. So I told him, let me out. I said, let me out. You're not finna talk. And I was making, you're not finna talk to me like any kind of way. My daddy never talked to me. You know how we do. Let me out. He was like, man, look, he was arguing back with me by now. He was buck eyes and loud, you know. But at the same time, he told me later in his heart and in his thoughts, he was trying to make it through every red light. I mean, every green light, trying to, Lord, please don't let the light turn red. The dumbest part about the whole thing, we hit a red light. I jumps out the car. And y'all hear me say jumps out. I have to talk real hood right now. I jumps out the car. My cell phone is in the console and I ain't realize, and I had on heels. So I couldn't call him to tell him to come and get me. I couldn't do nothing. I had to sit in my shame.
My Lord.
When I got home, I finally found an Uber driver who was willing to take $5 off the books to take me to the train station. I ain't want him to know where I live, you know, because I was scared. He got me close enough to the house. I went home. When I got home, I was talking to myself, you know, okay, girl, you know, you was tripping. When you get in there, you don't even say nothing. You know, when I got home, I allowed the enemy to use me again because he was in the bed. I said, oh, for real? So you going to be in the bed while your wife out here at 2 o'clock in the morning in the streets? You ain't even try to. And I made a whole big old argument again. And he was looking at me like, are you serious? Yeah, I'm in the bed. I'm asleep. I told you not to get out the car. But for me, for some reason, I wanted him to. It was an unrealistic. No, I wanted him to love me enough to come back and get me.
Got it.
It was an unrealistic thought that I had, like maybe I saw something like that on TV on a love story where he came back, because I was sitting on a stoop watching every car thinking, okay, that's him. He coming back. He never came back. He was in the bed asleep. That's
she
the
came
real
back
story.
Fussing. But see, the thing was, she don't know that I prayed and I said, Lord, cover her. You fix this, because I did everything I knew to do. I did everything I knew to do. So I was like, ain't nothing else I can do. So I'm not going to do nothing else.
And I didn't even know that.
I was at peace when I went to sleep.
Obviously.
She come in, how you going to be at peace? I didn't tell you to get out the car. Yeah.
So, know. that could be, I have a similar issues like that, because if my wife pushes me away, I give her space. But that could be misinterpreted.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm thinking, well, I can't impose on her. She doesn't want to see me, talk to me right now, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to impose myself on her. I'm going to give her space, and I'm going to, like you say, pray or whatever. But that can be interpreted to me, oh, he don't care.
Yeah.
So I had to learn how
to.
So
funny.
So now I'm praying, well, Lord, show me how to give the proper discipline, but let me know when I need to be assertive
that's
again and step
ability.
In. I need God to show me.
Yeah. That's important.
And then sometimes, and here's my own insecurity, sometimes I have to take the risk and step in, even though I may get slapped.
I know what you mean.
But even though I may get in trouble or get slapped, I may have to take the risk.
Yeah.
Because my natural thing is, okay, you don't want, I back off. Right. And when I back off, I back off.
Yeah, right. You do. Yeah.
Listen, you don't have to worry about me if you don't want. I mean, you ain't got to worry about it. You know, so yeah. That's the way I am.
That's
okay.
Me.
So
can I help the
boys? So I had to learn.
Please help us.
I had to pray and ask God, Lord, show me how to take the risk, because I don't want to be rejected.
But
see, she don't know this about me. She thinks I'm strong and, you know.
I
got sensitive parts that I protect.
I got you.
Yeah.
And so if she don't want it, then I don't.
I got
to me, it would be wrong to impose it. So that's the way I think.
Okay, right.
But it don't look that way. And so she'll get more upset.
Yeah.
She'll get more upset.
I know exactly what you mean. Now.
Yeah. So now I have to pray and ask God for some wisdom.
Thank you, Kia.
And some strength.
Yeah.
Come on.
Can I help the women?
We waiting on you. Come
Please
on.
Help
come on.
They'll help us. Because you know, when you spoke, babe, you spoke for most of us wives. You really did. We've all had that experience in one way or the other.
Wow.
And I think what the problem is, we just won't be transparent enough with our husbands.
Mm-hmm.
We want him to guess what's wrong. I wrote a whole book about this.
Uh-huh.
I called it Presumption. Right. I'm doing a series now called Do Benevolence.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And I'm writing, you know, just little vignettes of problems in marriages and how they can be solved.
Y'all
real short
it out.
Books.
Right.
But this one, Presumption, deals with this young lady. And she just presumed something.
Uh-huh.
Never asked the husband what's going on. Never asked any questions. Afraid or ashamed, because shame would keep us from being transparent.
Yes. Yes.
Shame would shut our mouths and close us off with the one that cares the most about
us.
And it's a trick of the enemy.
Uh-huh.
It's a trick of Satan. So, wives, let's just go ahead and open up.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and be honest.
Yes.
You know, I always thought it was strange that, and me personally, coming from the outside, coming to the church, when I read in the Word where he had to tell the church to tell the truth, I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
Wow.
To be honest.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That don't even make sense to me.
To tell the church to be honest.
Yeah.
It'd be different than telling the streets to be honest.
Yeah, but he said, look, y'all, don't lie to one another. I'm like, what's up with that?
Yeah. Wow.
But we can't lie to one another either.
Mm-hmm.
We can't lie to one another in our relationships.
That's right.
I can't act like I'm okay when I'm not okay.
Yeah. Yes.
I can't act like what you said didn't defend me. I can't act like that. It didn't bother me that girl, you know, I got a drummer and a musician. You right. feeling me?
Yeah.
And these women that be all up on.
Musicians, honey.
The church women. Oh, I almost said something.
Transparency.
No, I don't need to be transparent there. But let me come. Let me get back over here. Get back in the spirit. But my point is to let them know, look, no, I didn't like how that looked. I don't like you know it, but we want to pretend that we're okay
that
with so much.
Yes.
We want to be super women or whatever, but transparency, you let them know.
Yeah.
This is where I'm at. This is how I feel, right or wrong.
Yeah.
Help me.
Because I think so many times we as women have been told we nag. We've been told you too sensitive. We've been told you're taking things out of proportion. You're thinking too much. So we've been conditioned, I think, in a lot of ways that those are our issues. So I think we've accepted it in such a way where if I were to tell my husband, I don't know why I at the time, I think I probably would have been able to pinpoint why I thought, but I don't remember now. But if I would have told him that and it wasn't true, then how would that make me look? As a new wife, because as a new wife, you don't want to bring problems already. It's like, dog, for real? Mm-hmm. I ain't do nothing. And you know, so I think, like you said, how would it have made me look? And will that have caused something where I can't turn back the hands of time and take that back? You know,
Mia Williams said the church lacks transparency due to lack of trust.
Mm. Yeah, because we don't trust in the church.
That's
like
right.
We should.
There's no trust in the church.
So there's some things that we haven't been properly taught. You know, I know I wasn't.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, so first of all, there's a way to share things.
That's true.
We have to learn how to share with each other without it sounding like an accusation.
Yeah.
Mm. There are ways you can say, well, I saw you with that girl. I mean, that's one thing you can say. You say, well, you know what? When that young lady was smiling and flirting with you, it made me feel insecure.
Right.
Yeah. Now, that's a different way. That's a different way of sharing. Right. Okay.
Exactly.
And now you're telling them how you feel.
That's true.
It made me. I'm not accusing you of something. I'm saying that this made me feel like
that's true.
That you were more interested in her than you were in me.
Right.
I felt that way. You know. Yeah, yeah. So now I'm sharing it. But I'm sharing it in a way that I'm not accusing you. I'm allowing you now to get engaged and tell me what's really going on.
That's important.
And here's the other thing. Honesty means owning the good and the bad.
That's right.
That's what honesty is.
Come on here. Come on here.
So I was brought up to believe that, well, you know, you always had to be perfect.
Okay.
So you don't want to share the imperfect.
Wow.
Because that would be inappropriate. You share the good stuff, but the other stuff you kind of suppress it and hold it in.
Exactly.
But you can't be honest that way, and you can't really have an honest relationship unless you share the good. You got to own it.
That's
the good and the bad. I don't mean I'm making excuses for the bad.
Right.
But I'm admitting it.
Yeah.
I'm confessing it with the mind to want it to be better.
Yes.
And I want my helper, my partner to help me
with this.
And if you communicate in that way, it can be non-offensive, and you can allow them to now engage with you and help you with their problem.
That's right.
And that's very key. But we haven't been taught this.
That's right.
And you're right. We haven't been taught that because in my household, feelings, we didn't talk about how you made me feel.
Right.
You made me feel like we didn't do that. You know, even though we were a Christian, we're a very Christian household, very loving household. We didn't do that. So for me, remember, in my mind, I'm thinking I'm not going to be weak. I'm not going to be a weak woman. No man not going to. So because I trained myself to believe I'm not going to be weak, to me that I think I would have never thought to say it that way because it would have made me look weak. You made me feel this way when that woman was looking at you. And it's
but
like,
that's a level of transparency.
It is.
It's a level of transparency that
and honesty.
Yeah, and honesty that we miss in relationships because it allows the communication to be what it needs to be.
My goodness.
Because communication is the key.
So here's the problem with our dishonesty. Because once we practice dishonesty, then we begin to fool ourselves.
That's right.
Yeah.
You lied to your own self.
Right. Yeah. So we lied to the partner, we lied to God, and we lied to ourselves. Yeah. And after a while, you get so good at it that you start believing yourself.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? I'm seeing just in this conversation an interesting thing. I think the enemy of transparency may just be pride.
Mm. Wow.
Just the spirit of pride.
Come on now. Come on.
You better
come
say
on.
That.
That's true.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on here.
Our pride.
Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you.
we don't want to look bad.
Yeah.
Scott, my boy Scott is on the phone. But Mr. Scott, he said, read that comment.
Okay.
He said,
Isaiah 1:18, come let us reason together. We have to communicate and be honest. These are things that in relationships we're not being taught.
Yeah,
we just allowed to be in relationship. Well, either you sneak into being one because your mom and them said you're too young and you ain't, or you're in one and you just really don't understand that it's okay to say, it's okay to look weak.
Right.
Like Pastor Cotton said Sunday, he said, if I'm kind to the world that looks weak, but God says that's strength.
Right. That's right.
So we have been taught that certain things are weak. That would have made, to me look weak. But according to God, that would have been a strength because now I'm honest. Mm.
You know what my mama taught us? transparency.
Okay.
I'm trying to really bring home what where I came from.
Uh-huh.
I have four siblings. I have two sisters, one above me, one under me, and two older brothers. And not to go all into my mother's life, but I'll start here. We were all in our bedrooms, and a fight broke out with my mother and her boyfriend. Door was closed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could hear, it looked like beds going out windows. I mean, it was bad. It was a bad. We grew up kind of rough. And so we ran to our older brother's house. Not house, I'm sorry, room. And he was like, don't worry, he ain't going to get to y'all. I got y'all, you know, because we were afraid. My mother come out. She had beat that man down, you know.
Oh, she did it.
Oh, yeah, mama was rough. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, she had beat the hell out of the man. He was laid out. Mm. And she brought us in the room, the girls. Mm-hmm. She said, see this?
Wow.
I'm just saying how it's done.
Yeah, yeah.
You never depend on a man. This is why I got my own blank house, my own stuff. See, that's what I came up with.
Wow.
Be your own woman. Have your own stuff. Don't depend on a man for nothing. Totally opposite of what Christ teaches. So that's what I had to break through. That was the spirit I had.
Jeez.
You know, you have your own stuff. Uh-huh. You know, I'm ready.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow. You can't do nothing to me. You can't hurt me because I'm self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. But that is the marriage that Christ wants.
And it's a lie. It's a lie.
Yeah.
You know, I believe.
I love him.
Y'all say the same thing so very differently.
Exactly.
I believe the same lie for a different reason. Uh-huh. And that is, I don't need nobody. I can do this on my own if I have to.
Wow.
But that's really a lie.
Yeah, it is.
Because God made us as a community.
That's true.
And it started with the couple. It started with marriage. That's where the community began.
And he said it wasn't good that you were alone.
That's
come
right.
on.
That's right.
It is not good.
So you know what? God made me dependent.
Uh-huh.
He made me that way.
Yeah.
You know, you hear the saying, no man is an island. Mm-hmm. God made us to need. You know what happened to people who are alone? They go crazy.
They go crazy.
Yeah, yeah. People who have
solitary
no connection.
That's
Yeah. I mean, it drives people crazy because God made us to be dependent upon one another. So therefore, if I'm prideful and say that I can do it on my own, I'm defying God.
Wow.
And guess what? I'm going to pay the cost.
Y'all, this is some really, really good
stuff. Y'all, this is some good stuff.
We need you to like this and share. Because the world needs to hear what's being said tonight.
Transparency. And yes. we got a couple of minutes left, and we're going to take the last little bit minutes left, and we're going to let them tell us about their books because we want you guys to support their ministry
it's
as well.
Powerful too.
She, you, as y'all can see, they're a powerful couple and they got a lot to say. So, but they got even more to say in their book. So we want y'all to we want you to explain the books and tell them where they can find it at, where they can buy it from.
Okay.
And,
Sure. So, one thing I saw about marriage real quickly is that the core problem is that we're trying not to help our partner. It's all about me. Mm-hmm. So I wrote two sets. It's called the ABCs of my husband's needs, ABCs of my wife's needs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little comical and serious. And basically, it's A through Z, one spiritual, one natural need that the partner has in the marriage.
Wow.
They're available.
It's powerful.
Yeah. It really is. They're available on my website, thecircleoffire.org.
Okay.
That's where you can get a signed copy from me.
Got you.
You can go to JustinaPage.com.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, .org as well.
.org. Mm-hmm.
You can find them there.
Okay, JustinaPage.org, y'all.
Can you do me one favor?
Sure.
Can you open the ABCs for a husband's needs and just read one of them alphabet for me?
Yeah, I will. Let's
y'all,
see
I got
God
the
has.
Book, and my husband was like, thank you. Thank you, finally.
Now, I will say that I consult it when it comes to the
okay.
husband.
Okay, all right. We are one.
Yes, he is. Okay, I got N. Okay, nurture. Your care and attention makes me strong. Mm-hmm. Wives.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Your care and attention makes them strong. Proverbs 12:4-8.
There you go.
A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. Your children or elderly parents are not the only one who needs you. Give your husband care and attention too. The small things you do on a daily basis add up to a great big deal. Spiritual encouragement, affirmation, and thankfulness are all a part of giving him the nurture he needs to continue to grow. Make sure your husband is getting what he needs to become the man of God you can be proud of.
Wow.
That's on the spiritual side.
Uh-huh.
All right. On the other side, in news. Let me know what's going on.
Look the Holy Spirit is here.
Yeah. Roses are red, violets are blue. Tell me what I need to know so I can take care of you.
Wow.
And here's the tip I add on that side. Never assume your husband knows what is going on with you. Okay, this is giving me chills. Confirm that he knows. Just because he was there doesn't mean he will have the same takeaway that you did.
Yeah.
Communication is so important for couples. Let him know what's going on. especially the things he needs to know.
Wow. Come on now. Whoa. Tell me that, you know what God so powerful in the building. Come on, say it.
You know what's so powerful say about it. That? You ladies already know how clueless us guys are. Yeah. You already know it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know why you all clam up when it's time. Because you know we don't know what's going on.
Pride.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. And then you
that
have
pride.
It
be back
then
in that pride again.
Right. Wow. So
listen, y'all.
Hold on, baby. We have put up on the comments where you can find, it's under Quincy Whetstone, where you can find the book www.thecircleoffire.org, or you can go to justinapage.org. All right?
Yeah.
Yes, please, y'all. Please, y'all. That this is, as you can see, this is a powerful couple.
Yes.
And God knows, God is trying to put together a nation, man, because my desire in 10 years is to save every broken marriage in the USA.
The sky is the limit.
Praise God. Praise God.
So I'm making my request known. I'm making my request known.
Praying with you, brother.
Yes, yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
That is our desire. Every broken marriage. Every last
praise
one.
Praise God.
All over the world. So
that's so awesome.
So we just thank God. We really thank God, man. And we want to give a shout out, y'all, to Sacred Stone Studios again.
Sacred Stone Studios, y'all, again.
It's awesome here.
Yeah, this is an awesome place, man. And they're awesome brothers. They're saved. They're married as well. So we actually going to have them on. We're going to bring them on a set soon,
right.
too.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, but yeah, because they got some stuff to say, too.
I know they do.
But we can't continue. Our time is up.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.